howdy, folks, and welcome to Melody Ranch with Gene Autry.
I'm back in the saddle again. Out where a friend is a friend. Where the long
Tribe, your friendly local merchant who sells and displays healthful, refreshing, delicious double mint chewing gum invites you to meet all the folks here at Melody Ranch. Johnny Bond, Pat Buttram, the Cass County Boys, the Pinafores, Carl Cotner, and yours truly, Charlie Lyon. But right now, here's the boss man himself, America's favorite cowboy, Gene Autry.
I'm heading back to Dixie, that's where I long to be. Where the cotton grows and the Suwannee flows, that's home sweet home to me. Where they meet you and they greet you with a great big how you all. Well, shut my mouth, I'm a-heading south on the Dixie Cannonball. On the Dixie Cannonball, on the Dixie Cannonball. Just listen to the whistle, it'll thrill you one and all. And I know there's someone waiting with a great big how you all. Well, shut my mouth, I'm a-heading south on the Dixie Cannonball. On the Dixie Cannonball, on the Dixie Cannonball. Just listen to the whistle, it'll thrill you one and all. And I know there's someone waiting with a great big how you all. Well, shut my mouth, I'm a-heading south on the Dixie Cannonball. Well, greetings, friends, and thanks for stopping by our way today. Rest assured, we'll do our very best to make you glad you did. And say, incidentally, here's a little suggestion you might take with you when you leave. I know you'll be mighty glad you did. It's to buy and try a package of delicious, refreshing double mint gum soon. I think you'll find, just as all of us here at Melody Ranch have, that healthful, satisfying double mint is a taste treat and a chewing treat you'll enjoy for a long, long time. And say, that includes Mom, Dad, and all the kids, too. Oh, yes, and remember this. Double mint tastes so good and costs so little. And now, folks, here's a mighty pretty song that seems to be enjoying a little return popularity these days. I'm glad, too, because it happens to be one of my favorites. You belong to my heart. Now and forever, and our love had its start not long ago. We were gathering stars while a million guitars played our love song. When I said I love you, every beat of my heart said it too. 'Twas a moment like this. Do you remember? And your eyes threw a kiss when they met mine. Now we own all the stars, and a million guitars are still playing. Darling, you are the song, and you'll always belong to my heart. A moment like this. Do you remember? And your eyes through a kiss when they met mine. Now we own all the stars and a million guitars are still playing. Darling, you are the song and you always belong to my heart. Well, thank you, folks. Thank you very much.
Tell me more now, little Abigail. What else did you do last night? No kidding. I wouldn't believe a duck could have so much fun.
Pat, I'm just about ready to give up on you. You still talking to that silly duck?
This here duck is not silly. She's almost human. Now, just watch. Go ahead, Abigail. See? That's a happy duck. That's an angry duck. That's an unhappy duck.
And what's that?
Stewed duck.
Well, I sure wish you'd find yourself a new friend. Doesn't that duck have any friends?
Oh, sure. She's very popular with the other ducks. Why, just this morning, I saw her out by the barn, and a little boy duck was just hugging her like the dickens.
Yeah? You mean ducks hug each other like people?
Well, sure. Where do you think them Chinese restaurants get all that pressed duck? Hey, I almost forgot to tell you something, Mr. Hardery.
What?
I got Abigail on a regular egg-laying schedule now.
Well, good for you. How's it working out?
Oh, just fine. You see, we made an agreement that she has to lay just one egg every day.
Mm-hmm.
Say, come to think of it, do you feel like laying an egg now, Abigail? Okay. And remember, according to the schedule, you just have to lay one egg. Now, go ahead. That's fine, Abigail. Now, Abigail? Look, Abigail. Abigail, stop it. Wait a minute. Stop it, Abigail.
Well, what's wrong with her?
Oh, poor dear. She says she's going on a vacation. She wants to get her work done early. Come on.
That does it, brother. Better sing that song now, boys.
I want to drink my java from an old tin can when the moon is riding high. I want to hear the song of the whippoorwill. I want to hear the coyote cry. I want to feel my saddle horse between my knees, riding him out on the range. Just to kick him in the side, make him joy stepping by out on the Texas plains.
That was very nice.
Now, doggone it, Abigail. Say something.
Now, wait just a minute, Johnny. Don't tell me you're talking to that silly duck, too.
Who, me? Heck no. I was just trying to find out if Pat really can carry on a conversation with this thing.
Well, all I can say is he sure goes through all the motions.
But, Gene, anybody that talked with a duck would have to think like a duck.
Mm-hmm.
He'd have to reason like a duck. He'd have to have the tiny brain of a duck.
Well...
And he'd... Say... Maybe Pat could do it at that.
Now, listen, Johnny, let's don't be too rough on old Patrick. He just happens to be one of those fellas that wears a 10-gallon hat on a 1-pint brain, that's all.
Hey, shut up, you.
Say, that Abigail sure is a strange little critter there, though, isn't she, Johnny?
Yeah, but I've seen stranger critters than that. Why, do you know I once knew a fella that crossed a parrot with a chicken?
A parrot crossed with a chicken? How'd it work out?
Work out swell. Now, when the hen wants to lay an egg, he just walks up and says, "Here it is, where'll I put it?"
Oh. Well, I think you better stay away from Abigail from here on out, Johnny. I wouldn't want you to get like Pat is.
Oh, don't worry about that. Hey, listen, you. I've found ducks on farms and ducks on ranches. And sometimes in trees, I've found ducks on branches. But the duck I like best, I'm willing to state, is a duck served with gravy that you find on a plate.
What a fine poet there, Johnny. Friends, you know, there's mighty pleasant sounding phrase making the rounds these days. It's have a stick of double mint. Well, sir, when you hear it, that's your invitation to enjoy the very best in downright chewing satisfaction. And at the same time, sink your teeth into a taste treat that you'll never forget. So the next time you hear those words, have a stick of double mint, try it. And I think you'll find, just as I have, that it's delicious, refreshing double mint from you from then on. I remember when I made you cry. Ages and ages ago. I'll never blame you for our last goodbye. Ages and ages ago. Something told me when you walked away that time would make me miss you so. And though it happened only yesterday, it seemed like ages and ages ago. Now I'm waiting with a broken heart. How wrong I was to let you go. I've lived a lifetime since we've been apart. It seems like ages and ages ago.
Well, thank you very, very much, folks. I'm glad you liked it.
Hey, Gene.
Yeah?
I was just reading in this morning's paper about Marshall Jackson. Was you in town yesterday for that there celebration?
I sure was, Johnny. And by the way, they really paid him a wonderful tribute.
Boy, he must be quite a guy.
He really is, Johnny. In fact, Bart Jackson is one of the nicest guys I've ever known.
Yeah? Well, what did they say about him?
Well, I'll tell you, Johnny. In fact, I'll tell you a little story besides.
Hey, wait till I get a chair, will you?
Okay, hurry up.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, to begin with, Johnny, there must have been over 1,000 men and women out there in that town square yesterday afternoon. And all of them there to pay tribute to a man they all knew and loved. I remember Bart was kind of blushing up there on the platform when the mayor made his speech. But then, that was like Bart. He had always been a man of action, not words.
So all of us gathered here today want to express our deepest feeling of gratitude to Marshal Bart Jackson, the man who has probably done as much, if not more, than any person I know to bring and keep law and order in this community. Now, Bart, we want to give you as a token of our appreciation this silver-trimmed saddle. And with it go the heartfelt thanks of every one of us.
I'm making money, good money, so that she'll never have to want for anything. To me, nothing else matters.
But don't you see, Bart, she doesn't want that kind of money. She just wants you to do what's right.
He's right.
Suppose you leave my sister out of our personal differences, Autry. Now, if you don't mind, We're going out for dinner.
Did you ever see the sun when there's a cloud over it? The sun wants to shine through, but it can't till the cloud passes by. Well, that's the way I sized up Bob. He wanted to be a good guy, but a cloud in his life somewhere wouldn't let him. But then something happened that nobody knew about till later. It seems Tony Carson, the head of the local gang, had a little talk with one of his henchmen the next day.
Yes, Sam, that is a dope. This time, make sure there ain't any slip-ups.
Right, Tony. Want me to get all the boys together over at Miller's place as usual?
Yeah. That is all except one.
Who's that?
Bart Jackson.
Bart Jackson? But Tony,
Bart... Shut up. I'm giving the orders around here.
I'm sorry. What's the job?
Our biggest yet. After this one, we all blow for good. I'm knocking over the post office.
The post office?
That's right. Saturday afternoon, there's just one girl behind the windows. So we go in, put her out of the way, and the rest is easy.
Yeah, but Tony, the girl behind that window is Bart's sister.
I know. It's another reason I don't want him around. Now, look, here's how it works. We move into the place at 3 o'clock sharp.
Well, Johnny, Cody City was as peaceful that Saturday afternoon as it could be. That is, up until 3 o'clock. But at exactly 3:01, the post office door opened and four masked men moved up to the one open window.
Okay, sister, there's a hole up. Keep your mouth shut. Quick, Sam, get behind there. Start gathering up that door.
Right, boys.
You'll never get away with this. I'll...
Why, you little... Come on, boys. Get out of here. We better run for it. Come on.
Doris, you're hurt.
Oh, Bart, I'm so glad you went with him.
Get a doctor, somebody.
Get a doctor!
Where does it hurt, sis?
I'm all right, Bart. It's just my shoulder.
Stand aside, boys. Here comes the sheriff. Is she all right, Bart?
Yeah. Thank God, it's just a shoulder.
Yeah?
Who did it, do you know?
I got a pretty good idea.
You mean? No, it couldn't have been. Tony didn't do it, did he, sis?
Yes, Bart. It was Tony.
Take care of her, Autry. I'll be back.
Hey, wait a minute, Bart. The doc's coming now. He can look after Doris. Besides, you may need some help. Take this.
What?
This badge, Deputy Jackson. Come on, let's go. Well, Johnny, Bart and I rode hard until we were a short ways out of town. Finally, he motioned me to stop. When we dismounted, crept up to a small cabin hidden back in the hills.
Okay, this is it, Autry. The horses are still tied out in back, so I know they're in there.
Good. I'll break in the door and you cover me.
Right. But be careful. Those guys are all trigger happy.
Don't worry about that. Come on. All set?
Let's go.
What? Drop them, all of you.
That's better.
It sure is. And I got a little unfinished business I want to take care of.
Now, wait a minute. A gun in your hand, you got the advantage, Jackson. Besides, what about Archer?
I am staying out of this, Carson. If there are guns. Oh, Bart.
There's mine.
And there's mine. Okay, Bart, go to it.
Carson, you've had this coming to you for a long time.
All right.
Okay. Think he's had enough? Come on, let's lock him up, Deputy Jackson. Well, Johnny, that was the beginning of Bart Jackson's career on the right side of the law. Quite a story, isn't it?
Brother, and how? To think he could have changed just like that.
Well, nevertheless, that's what happened, Johnny. You know, that story has kind of a moral to it, too. Just because a man is bad doesn't mean he can't be made good. You know, folks, In this busy world we're living in today, most of us barely get time to just sit back and enjoy the things the good Lord gave us. Like, for instance, that tree out there in your front yard, or the birds singing on the back porch, or the stream about a mile outside of town. Well, if that's you I'm talking about, here's a little suggestion. With someone like you, up how good and true, I'd like to leave it all behind and go and find a place that's known to God alone, just a spot to call our own. We'll find perfect peace where joys never cease, out there beneath the kindly skies. We'll build a sweet little nest somewhere in the west, and let the rest of the world go by. Kindly sky, we'll build a sweet little nest somewhere in the west, and let the rest of the world go by. Friends, that seems to pull up the reins for another Saturday night meeting. But if you're not doing anything next week, how about dropping around to see us at this same time and over these same stations, huh? In the meantime, remind yourself to drop in at your local merchant's and get a package or two of that delicious, refreshing double mint gum. Yes, sir, north, south, east, or west, you'll find folks everywhere enjoying healthful, satisfying double mint gum. Why don't you do the same, huh? And this is Gene Autry asking you to keep thinking of us until we're back in the saddle again. Out where a friend is a friend, where the long-born cattle feed on the lowly Jimson weed, I'm back in the saddle again. Riding the range once more, holding my old 44, where you sleep out every night and the only law is right. Back in the saddle again. Whoopie tie, I oh, rocking to and fro. Back in the saddle.
Sure to join us again next week at the same time and over these same stations when the Wrigley people will again present Gene Autry, who may now be seen in the Columbia picture, Riders of the Whistling Pine. This is Charlie Lyon. This program is transcribed. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.